to the end of the message, I'll maybe do part two, actually part one next week, because it's kind of in keeping with Sister Ethel. Jesus said in Matthew 7:23, he said some words that we never, ever want to hear. I'm sure Sister Ethel didn't hear these words. Actually, so far, no one has heard these words because they're going to be spoken later on. But here's what Jesus said regarding that, everyone. Matthew 7:23 says, "And then I being the Lord, will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." The King James Version says, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." And so that's what Jesus is going to say to people that are faking it, hypocrites, people that are not genuine. You don't want to hear Jesus say those words. You don't want to hear him say, "Depart from me. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I never knew you. I didn't know you then, and I don't know you now." What it must feel like or will feel like on the day of judgment, because he says on that day in Matthew 7:22, on that day many will say. We'll talk about that part next Sunday, Lord willing. But today I just want to, just as we close with this sort of eulogy of our dear sister, to make sure that we don't hear the Lord say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." That has to be, those will be some hard words. That will be the final departure. There's no coming back from that. There's no deathbed confessions available. There's no thief on the cross time available. There's no purgatory available. There's no other recovery from that. That is as final can be. "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I didn't approve of it. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me." And you know what? The Lord sort of echoes that, and we won't go into it right now, but the Lord sort of echoes that later on in Matthew chapter 25 with the parable of the 10 virgins, where the virgins are knocking on the door asking to get in. And they're saying, "Lord, Lord, open the door." And he said, "Depart from me. I don't know you." Oh, boy. It's one thing for people not to know your name. It's a horrible thing for God not to know your name. "Lord, please know my name. Please approve of my name." Amen? So in closing to the shortest sermon of 2025 by me, in closing, let me just say what you do. And Mark Jr., if you could put this on the screen, here's what you do want to hear the Lord say. Ready for it? It's in Matthew chapter 25, and it's verse 23. Here's what you do want to hear the Lord say. Mark has it on the screen. "Well done." That's what I believe Sister Ethel heard last Monday morning at 1:10 a.m., "Well done." You know what? It don't really matter what happens after that. I mean, because the Lord may not necessarily call you by your name. I'm cool with him calling me servant. Amen? Boy. Dude, whatever. "Well done," he says. "My good," and I like that "my" part. Did you see the "my" there? Did you see the "my"? It's not in that translation. I don't know where Mark Jr. found that translation from. ASV. In Rosie's translation, in the KJV, I believe it says my, and I could be corrected if I'm wrong, but it's, I believe it says, well done. Actually, it still says in that version too, good and faithful servant. I love that, but there's a knowledge there. He knows my history. He has to know that my history, because he says faithful. Faithful means there's history. You've been faithful for a while. You've established a track record. Amen. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I love that. That's what we want to hear the Lord say. Amen. Well done, my good and faithful. Whether we leave here today or whether we leave here 5 decades from now, whenever our day is, that's what we want to hear him say. Not depart, but well done. Bobby sings a song. I love it. Well done. Coach sings a song. And it's, we want the Lord to say those words over all of us. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Lord, we just thank you for these great eulogies, these great messages of our sister as an example, a role model, a mentor, a forerunner before us to our home going. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless us to have a testimony like that, a testimony that denotes well done, good and faithful servant, that we would be pleasing in your sight, that we would be acceptable to you, so that you would receive us with a reward, that you would receive us with gladness, that you would welcome us into the joy of the Lord. We ask you, Lord, to help us to live that kind of life that makes us eligible for heaven, that makes us eligible for eternal life. We want that record, Lord. We want that to be written in the Lamb's book of life, that we are recognized, that our works are acceptable, and that you receive us with gladness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.